A beautification campaign is spreading in one neighborhood in Springfield, Massachusetts, and catching attention elsewhere in the city. It started in the winter of 2018 with plans by a business group to hang 50 baskets of flowering plants from light poles in the Indian Orchard neighborhood. By springtime, the demand for flower baskets had grown to 75.
And throughout the season, it gave us like such pride to just drive by or walk by and see the baskets in bloom. It was amazing.
Now in its second year, the Indian Orchard Blooms campaign will have 125 flower baskets, according to Zeta Govan, president of the Indian Orchard Citizens Council. Businesses can sponsor a basket for $130. The city provides a list of locations where the baskets can be hanged.
So if a business purchases a basket, we try as much as possible to have one in front of their business so that they can benefit from it. And then we make sure that strategically we'll be able to see all the nice flowers throughout the season all over the place.
Paul Karen, chair of the Indian Orchard Business Connections Committee, said the flowers are grown at a greenhouse in North Carolina.
They are Nicaraguan geraniums with Inca vines that are added. They'll be in bloom from now until mid-October.
The flowers will be watered every 3 days.
Residents from around the city are driving through Indian Orchard because they heard about this flower campaign, and we are clearly becoming the neighborhood that's being known as the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, or Hanging Gardens of Springfield.
Other neighborhoods have taken notice. Karen was contacted by the 16 Acres Civic Association and will launch a beautification campaign in that neighborhood next year.
Like I tell people, I feel like the Johnny Appleseed of flowers I would love to see this spread to neighborhoods throughout the city, because there is nothing that adds more beauty to the neighborhood than, flowers in bloom.
Several city councilors join with neighborhood business owners Thursday for a ceremony to hang the first basket of flowers from a light pole in front of the Indian Orchard Library on Oak Street.
It seems that flowers raise everyone's spirits.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.